Hello?
Hello, my name is Cassandra. Return your call from customer support. How can I help you today?
I need to have something straightened out. I've been getting these charges on my statement, and I don't think I think something's wrong. I have on my statement from Amazing Garden. Is that what it's called? What is it for? I have a $67.32 on there for something. The one on the Kroll is my name.
Okay, can I have your zip code, please?
You have my what?
Can I have your zip code?
14755.
Okay, ma'am, can I have your first and last name, please?
My last name?
Mm-hmm.
Crowell. Crowell.
And is the first one, what's the first name?
Winona.
Okay. Okay, Winona, can you verify your shipping address for me, please?
415 Court Street, apartment 102, Little Valley, New York.
Okay, thank you for the information. Give me a moment. My system is still loading up.
I can't understand you.
Okay, ma'am. So I did pull an account. How can I help you today?
I'd like to know why I have a charge on my bank account for $67.32. What is it for?
Yes, ma'am. Excuse me. This is for KitchenAid.
Nope.
That is a yes, ma'am. That is a
We got rid of that one the other day for something, or they charged me $39.99.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, that was a mistake. I got something like a stupid 30% refund on it. That thing is a scam. And I want this one taken off completely, or I will turn it over to the bank. And they will turn it over to somebody that will take care of it.
Okay, ma'am. Well, that was for that. That wasn't for you. That was the app, ma'am. So you probably got this charge after you called in and that charge came in the next day. So that was for the app. That wasn't for this, the 6732. And hold on. Yeah, to the speech tape. I don't know why they didn't. I don't know why they didn't. Let me see something. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
I want this off completely.
Hold on, man. Well, I don't know why. $14. So did you want to counsel, ma'am?
Excuse me?
You wanted to counsel the account, is that correct?
I want the thing off my account, my bank statement. I want it out. I don't want to pay this. I didn't get anything. I had to end up paying some the other day because they wouldn't give me back the whole amount of money. And now they turn around and put another one on here. I don't want it.
I didn't get any tip, ma'am.
It was a scam.
Yes, ma'am. You have to cancel. If you don't cancel, you won't continue to get these charges.
I don't have an account of what?
I said you will have to cancel. If you don't cancel, that's why you have these reoccurring charges.
Yeah, well, I don't want them. How do I get rid of this thing? I have nothing
ma'am,
to do with it.
Yes, ma'am, you would have to tell them to cancel the account. If they don't cancel, ma'am, you're going to continue to get the charges. That's what I'm saying.
I don't understand what you're saying. Something about an account. I'm sorry.
Oh, hold on.
Hello? Are you still with me? Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. I have a number on this that was on the statement, or my bank statement.
No, ma'am, I don't need it. I don't need it.
Great long thing, eight something or other.
Gosh. Okay, ma'am, I can cancel the account and give you $23.56 back.
You can give me 23 of what?
$23.56, ma'am, of the $67.
Why? I haven't gotten anything. I didn't order anything. They were supposed to have closed this off the other day. That
yes, ma'am. Because
was
you didn't.
39 something.
Yes, ma'am.
And they only gave me 30%.
Because you didn't. No, ma'am. Because you didn't cancel. Okay, hold on, ma'am. Hold on.
I need to cancel something, but I don't know what to do.
I'm saying you didn't cancel from the other day. If you would have canceled everything from the other day, then you wouldn't have had this charge.
Well, and I wanted off. I don't know what you're talking about accounting for anything. I called him and told him I didn't have any part of it. And he just gave me that amount of money. He said they would turn us, only give me 30% back. And I just said, okay, give it up. I don't want any more of it. So,
okay, ma'am, with the $67, I can give you half of this back, and that's it.
$33.66. Well, then, if I let you take that, now how do I can get a guarantee that you're not going to do this again to me right away?
I guarantee you're not going to be charged, ma'am. You got my word.
Well, how do I guarantee that? I mean,
I'm going to give you a confirmation number.
And what is the name of this damn company anyway?
Oof.
I'm sorry, I've had it because they fooled us on me. I'm upset. I don't have very much money. I'm 92 years old, and I don't want to go through this baloney.
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
What's the name of the company?
I don't know.
Well, you're working for them. Yeah, I know who you're working for. Hello?
Okay, ma'am. You should have received a refund, $33.66 back in 3 to 5 business days. And I do have a confirmation number if you wanted to write that down.
I will take it. Yes.
Okay. Is C as in Charlie?
Yes.
263.
263?
Yes, ma'am. 284.
Wait a minute. C as in Charlie. 263. And then what?
284.
284.
And 237.
237?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. But now, this confirmation number is going to help me for what?
It's just a confirmation, ma'am, saying that your account has been canceled and you received that refund.
All right, now, how is this account going to get closed or whatever I have to do that you said I didn't do?
Okay, ma'am. I have canceled the account like you asked me to, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.